this appears to be a wide-reaching investigation. You know, and in fairness to the senator, they're asking questions about, you know, a lot of different individuals who do business in that town over the years. They're going back, you know, more than a decade in some of the records they've requested. And certainly, you know, they're asking questions at this point. And one of the things that they've been asking about is some land that Senator Marchione and her husband purchased in 2007 from a developer who was putting a subdivision in next to their house. You know, I'm not sure why it piqued their interest. That's not clear. You know, she paid $30,000 for the 3.3 acres. Now, if you looked at a buildable parcel, that would seem low. But as the senator explained to us in great detail, it's a parcel that's got a lot of significant amount of wetlands on it. It has grade problems. You know, it's below the road grade, and so it wouldn't be attractive or arguably even suitable for development. So, you know, it's just one of the many things that the town is being scrutinized about.
And this land purchase by Senator Marchione occurred while she was the town supervisor?
No. In fact, she had not been supervisor for a decade, I think, at that point. She certainly is still a presence in the town of Half Moon politically. You know, she has a strong following, and one of her sons is is the chair of the town GOP committee. But at this time, when this land deal went through, she's the county clerk. And other than being, you know, a member of the Republican Party in the town, you know, she had no direct role in the approval process in the town for this project. What she said was that the developer, or at least an acquaintance of the developer, contacted her ahead of time to see if she was, or to let her know, to give her a heads up, you know, that this project, that they were interested in this property. And like any landowner, you know, she was interested in, you know, hey, is there a way that I could purchase a buffer? You know, I don't blame her at all for that. You know, a lot of people, if you're going to have a subdivision built behind your house, you might ask, hey, is there a chance that I could purchase some land to just keep, you know, a cushion between myself and the subdivision?
How does this possibly at all relate to the arrest and the resignation last year of the supervisor?
I don't think it has anything to do with it. I think, you know, that's a separate case. And it may be that after the Attorney General and the FBI are done, you know, conducting all of their interviews, I think what they've done is just they've shown due diligence in running down, you know, everything that was brought to them and the people they interviewed. That case dealt with, you know, one individual who was lobbying state officials allegedly for cash and also had, you know, was accused of taking campaign funds for personal use. You know, there's no connection there other than one of the people that she lobbied or wrote a letter of for on behalf of Mixed Martial Arts. That was the entity that was part of the sting. She wrote a letter to Senator Marchione and also Jim Tedisco. But as Senator Marchione has noted, it had no effect on her or where she stood on that issue. And certainly there's no implication in those charges that the senator, you know, had allowed it to influence her in any way. So what you're seeing is just the remnants or the final stages of a wide-reaching probe in which the Attorney General and the FBI have, you know, joined forces and followed every lead, every morsel of information that someone may have given them about, you know, deals through the years.